League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, everybody. Ryan Ballinger here. Thank you for joining us today. Joe Franken's our guest. He is the CEO of Putt Shack. And Putt Shack is a golf experience, not too dissimilar from miniature golf, or miniature golf, but with a whole lot more fun involved, a lot more interactivity involved. And they are rapidly expanding around the country. So I wanted to have Joe on to kind of talk about the business, the experience, and what might be coming to a neighborhood near you not too long ago. So Joe, thanks for being with us. First of all, for folks who are not familiar, can you give the vibe and the idea of Putt Shack to people for those who haven't experienced it?
Sure. And Ryan, thank you very much for having me. Sure. Putt Shack is the world's only tech-infused miniature golf. Right? So what I mean is the inventors of the game stepped back and said, okay, you know, miniature golf has been around for 100 years, but it really hasn't changed in 100 years. How can we reinvent this game? So they went about that by putting a bunch of technology inside the golf ball. So essentially inside every Putt Shack golf ball is a mini iPad. And what they've been able to accomplish by doing that is creating the ability to track the ball on every inch of every hole and also allow for automatic scoring. So you no longer use a paper and pencil and kind of try to remember how many strokes everything took. But the other part to that is it really allows the guests to be completely engaged within the game. So essentially what we now have the ability to do is by reinventing the game, you're trying to get the highest score possible as opposed to the lowest score possible. All of our holes are really designed for our core demographic, which is that 21 to 39 year old. So you'll have a beer pong hole. You'll have a roulette hole. We have a pop the question hole, which is like a trivia pursuit hole. And so you'll get a true false question that'll pop up. If you think the answer is true, you put under a bridge that says true. If you think it's false, you put under a bridge that says false. If you get it right, you get bonus points. If you get it wrong, you lose points. So the technology enables us to track every inch that the ball travels on every hole, which also means that if you try to cheat by picking up your ball and moving it, the system will know that and give you a penalty stroke as well. So it's a really fun, it's a great engaging game. But the other part that we've done is we've combined that with an upscale casual dining food and beverage offering. So, you know, I can describe Putt Shack to a lot of people that it's in, you know, it's a really upscale build out and design. But, you know, I mean, when people have played the same game since they were kids, they walk in thinking they're going to see pirate ships and windmills. Well, you're not going to see that in Putt Shack. You're also not going to see food coming out on a plastic basket. So the food and beverage offering that we have is designed by a French trained executive chef. We do a lot of shareables because people tend to come in groups. So you'll have, you know, some classics like sourdough flatbreads, but you'll also find some things in there like grilled octopus and lamb skewers. And so we have food flavors from around the globe. It's incredible food combined with incredible signature cocktails, right? You know, and in today's day and age, we spend as much time coming up with signature cocktails that you can't get anywhere else as we do signature dishes. So it's really combining that. The great thing about miniature golf is everybody can play, right? So it spans multi-generations. We have a lot of families that will come during the day, on weekends and in the summertime. We do a lot of corporate events during the day. We do a lot of social events in the evening. And then after 8 o'clock, our venues turn into 21 and older venues. So when you come during the day, you have this nice family feel, you know, kind of ideal for corporate events. In the evening, it's an upscale nightclub feel, right? So you have DJs playing, the lighting changes, everything changes to, you know, really cater to that demographic that's really looking for a night out that's going to have fun, that's, you know, different than just going to a bar or different than going to a casual dining restaurant.
Kind of connecting with that 21 to 39 age group. I'm just outside of that. I'm almost 41, but I can still feel some tether to that age group. For those of us in kind of that age group, and I can't speak for everybody, but I felt like a lot of people my age probably played miniature golf, the old school version of miniature golf on a beach vacation or, you know, a holiday away. And they maybe connect that with that vibe, with that memory of time with their family or friends or whatever on vacation. Is there kind of an intentional effort to try to connect some of those experiences to what people experience in Putt Shack?
Yeah, I think naturally, you know, I mean, again, I'm past your age, so I'm even farther outside of our core demographic. But I have three kids that are right in the heart of our core demographic. And the great thing about whether I'm going with my wife or coming with our adult kids, you have those memories from when they were younger or when you were younger. But now you're actually bringing it in, and it's fitting in as an adult, right? It now creates this thing that's very familiar that you really enjoy doing, but it's creating new memories in a fun game as an adult, right? And the game can be played, you know, I mean, you can decide how competitive you want to play the game, right? You can either be, you know, I mean, if you know, you're coming with your kids, you know, you can play it as a nice family. If you're coming with a bunch of guys and you're all uber competitive, you can play it as an uber competitive event. And, you know, our goal is really trying to activate all the senses so that, you know, you're in a putt shack and you are just totally immersed within the game. It is amazing when you're not keeping score. You don't even have to think about it. And then every time you go to the next hole, it kind of pulls up your leaderboard with your group of where everybody sits. You know, how far behind are you? And because you're trying to get the highest point possible and you can get bonus points, it really kind of changes the whole dynamic. But then it's all that music, the smell of the foods, the drinks. It's really trying to activate all of your senses so that when people are there, if you're spending 2.5 hours at Putt Shack, you walk out. Our goal is that, you know, all of the squirrels that were running in your head, you know, the stresses of every day just kind of melt away. You've been engaged with all your friends. You've created the not only an experience, but hopefully memories that come with it. And you walk out going, you know what, that was worth every dollar that I spent in that with that experience.
I mean, even just as a parent of two kids that are under 12, just not having to watch them and simultaneously take the pencil and scorecard out on every hole. That is an added convenience, but also, like you said, a little bit more immersive, makes you connect a little bit more with them than worrying about what in God's name they're going to do on the next hole. And that keeps you a little bit together for longer. I like that idea, and to make it a little bit more people-focused.
And each one of our venues has 4 9-hole courses as our typical layout. All right, so it's a pretty big footprint. It's, you know, an average venue is 25,000 square feet. So, you know, you have to come multiple times before you've ever played all of the holes once. And then what I find people doing is, you know, similar to if you're a golfer where you go back to the same course, you go, okay, now I know this hole. Now I know the best way to play this hole. Right? People do that the same way with Putt Shack. It's like, okay, well, now I know how to play the beer pong hole, right? Now I know how to play this particular hole where I have the best chance of scoring bonus points or avoiding the hazards, right? The sand traps, as it were, so that you can really enjoy it.
How much of the Putt Shack experience is continuous from Putt Shack to Putt Shack, and how much of is it geographic focused? Is there a difference between, you know, one locale from the other, Midwest to East Coast, et cetera?
No, it's pretty consistent. I mean, when you walk in to any putt shack around the country, you definitely know that you've walked into a putt shack, right? The signature branding that we have is very consistent. The holes that we have, while you know, depending on the footprint that we have to work with, it may not be the exact same nine holes on that you played in Chicago as if you were going to play in Dallas. But the holes will be the same. We have now, I believe it's over 30 unique holes, right? We duplicate a couple that we know that people really like a lot on a couple of courses. And then most of our food menu is the same, although we have some localized dishes within every market. So we have an item on our food menu called our tailpipes, and those are tailored really to the market that we're in. So our chef will create, like, it's, if it's in Boston, it's lobster mac and cheese. In Chicago, that is a like a hot beef spring roll with jardiniere in it, right? So it's tailored to the specific market. We do this similar where we have a lot of, we'll have a localized flatbread that will go with the market. So, you know, in Nashville, it's actually a chicken, waffle chicken, which I was thinking was not going to taste good, but it actually tastes amazing.
Chicken waffles are awesome. You got to know that. So, you know, trying to kind of compete in a market where you're dealing with lots of different experiential things coming out of COVID. I feel like people are trying to get back toward having experiences, having a good time, living life, kind of, you know, making those memories again for maybe making up for lost time. But there are lots of different experiences out there. How can Putt Shack, or how does Putt Shack stand out in a community of different types of experiences where families or singles or whoever are trying to pick what to do on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. So I think for us, you know, when we look at creating Putt Shack and say, okay, well, what's going to create the long-term success of Putt Shack? So it's not some place that people go to once and go, hey, that was fun, but, you know, I don't need to go again either ever, or I'll come back in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
For us, really, we thought it's a combination of three things that we call the triple threat. One is a really fun and compelling game that people enjoy playing and they want to come back to time and time again, and has some barrier of entry. So, you know, if it's a bowling alley, somebody can't open another bowling alley right across the street, which, you know. And so for us, the technology within the golf ball is patented technology. So the only place that you can play Putt Shack is at a Putt Shack. And we own that technology on a global basis. So one, we know what we invest in making it better and better, nobody else can just duplicate and open up across the street. The second part is a really funny, compelling game is great, but guests expect a lot more today than they did 10, 15 years ago. And so it was really important to us that the food and beverage offering be as good as any casual dining experience that they have the opportunity to choose from. Right. So our view is when people are going out and we're trying to capture, you know, their discretionary entertainment dollars, they may go, hey, we want to go to the movie theater, or, you know, what else can we do? And, you know, might be casual dining. And what we want is our food and beverage offering to be as good as whatever standalone casual dining restaurant that people can go and choose from. The third component, which I think is kind of lost a lot these days, is really the guest service experience. How our associates can tie together drinks on the course and the game experience and interacting with our guests to really tie it all together to create the memories that I think people are really looking for. And our view is if we do those three things well, people don't have to pick Putt Shack every time they want to go out. But as long as we're in the, you know, that decision set of, hey, what do you want to do tonight? And we're mentioned and we deliver on our kind of those three things of the triple threat, they'll come back to us multiple times a year. And the great thing about the game being based in technology is we can continue to innovate the game through software. Right, which nobody else can do unless you want to physically change your entire hole. We don't have to do that. We can change the game through changing software. And we've also, in We opened our Dallas location in December. We launched a new product called the Putt-Check Challenge Hole, which is a standalone hole where you can now eat, drink, and play all in one location. And then we have six different games that you play. So, you know, you can play the game of, you can play duck hunt as an example now with miniature golf. So the ducks come across the screen and you're putting the ball to try to knock them out, right? So that is a really fun, you know, again, it's just a way that we can look and say, okay, utilizing and maximizing technology, how can we create fun ways that people can play miniature golf? And you know, again, for the game itself, it creates another opportunity of a fun way to introduce the game of golf to people of all ages, because miniature golf spans generations. You can play it at 7, you can play it at 77.
Back in my NBC Sports days, and I forget which executive said this, so I'm sorry to whoever's listening about this, but they used to say, you know, one of our goals, content creation-wise, was to get the website that we were making each day to be in someone's top five. The thing that when you took a break at lunch, you would open a tab on your browser, and that was one of the five websites you went to with your 15-minute break, your 30-minute break. And that kind of sounds like what you're describing in a way with your entertainment choices. It's impossible to be number one every time, but if you're in that top five, you're going to get that repeat business that you want.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if we can get people to come back 3-4 times a year, it's great. And, you know, our venues, and I think one of the things that's unique about what we've seen, and we have, you know, 15 locations. We have 11 in the US. We have 4 in the greater London area. And then we'll be opening another 7 locations in 2024. So if we're not in your market, we hope to be there as soon as possible. But our average venue does between 350 and 400,000 visitors a year, right? So there's a lot of people that come through, and there's a lot of people that keep coming back because it's fun, it's different, it's unique, and every time you come is a different experience.
Yeah, that's an interesting part about it too, that while you have 36 holes, you get different experiences among those. You can also experience Putt-Check with different groups. I mean, I could bring my wife and kids. I could bring my wife for just a date night. I could go with buddies to tear it up as a competition, a dude's night out. I mean, there are 3 or 4 different ways with different sets of people I can experience it, and it will be fundamentally different.
The other good thing is you can go online and make your game reservation, and you can also make a dining reservation. Right? So it's not like you walk in and go, okay, well, you know, how long is the wait to be able to play? You know, if you want to play at 7 o'clock, you make a game reservation for 7 o'clock. And if you want to eat afterwards, then you make a dining reservation. And the good thing about the technology is we know on a Friday night approximately how long it's going to take you to play the game. So that if you're playing at 7 o'clock, we know, you know, about what time you're going to be coming off that course and make sure that your dining table is ready.
And that speaks to what you talked about earlier, that quality of experience, that the crispness of it, to make sure that the hiccups are at a minimum and that you walked out thinking nothing went wrong at all. Everything went right.
That's the goal, right? That's the brand goal.
I'll kind of end on this. You know, the golf industry has talked so much in kind of coming out of COVID and because of COVID that more people are involved in golf or playing traditional golf or golf adjacent activities, whether that's a putt shack, a top golf, I mean, you know, driving range, whatever that is. From your perspective, what's the best way that golf as a game or an industry can hang on to those people and keep them involved in the sport in whatever capacity that is, 3-5 years from now?
Sure. My answer to that is the sport of golf is a lot of fun. In many ways to different people in different ways. I think what some of the off-course opportunities to play the sport has done is expanded the appeal to people who either would be intimidated going on a traditional golf course. It's the one sport where, you know, if you're going to play in a traditional way, you know, there's a ton of rules. The equipment is expensive. Like if you walked in to, a golf course and say, okay, I've never played this game, what do I do? Chances are they may just say, yeah, you might want to go somewhere else. Right. And I think what things like Puttshack and Topgolf and a couple of others have done is created this non-threatening, fun way to be introduced to the sport. Right. So if you're coming to Puttshack, either as an adult who's never been introduced to the game, right, you're playing in a really fun way that may you may go, you know what, I want to learn how to play this more. Right. So maybe I'll actually go learn how to swing a club and go try out Topgolf. And then maybe I'll go to a par three. Or if, you're bringing your family for the first time and you have young kids, right? It's a fun way to introduce the sport. I think Puttshack, and the good thing about putting within the game of golf is, when even on a traditional course, you putt for money, right?
Yeah, right.
That's where everything seems to be won and lost, right? And so it's a fun way to kind of introduce it, and it's the easiest way for to play the sport, right? Because everybody knows how to putt. Everybody can, if you've never picked up a golf club before, you can have a fun time playing miniature golf. And we've created this fun way to do it, where everything is kind of done for you, and all you have to do is enjoy the holes that you're playing with, So, I think it's great. I think it's great overall as a fun experience, but I also think anytime that you create ways to introduce the sport or continue to enhance people playing the sport outside of the traditional way is just good for the sport in general.
Jim Brankin, thanks for being here with us. For folks who are interested, head to puttshack.com, find a location near you. You can make, as Joe said, your reservation online for golf or your dining. Cool experience. You show up and then you get to do it, which is very handy and dandy. I appreciate that as well. So, Joe, thanks for being with us. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you having me.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.